Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
If you were listening on Friday, you'll know that Marty was here with us, Marty Morrissey. We were looking forward to a weekend of football quarterfinals. But even Marty couldn't have predicted the way the Galway-Armagh game finished, with extra time, penalties and a brawl. Well, Marty is back here this morning, and we'll also be joined by former All-Ireland referee Pat McEnany on the line. There were three other matches, Marty, as we know. We're going to get to them, but we have to start with that Galway-Armagh match. Now, it was at the end of normal time. Anyone watching will have seen it. The fight broke out. The players were having a go at each other. The managers and the coaches were trying to get them into the tunnel. It just turned into a heaving mass. I was saying to you there that I watched it again this morning. It was just an extraordinary moment. Then we saw Damien Comer appearing to suffer an eye gouge, not from one of the named players on the pitch, but a member of the larger Armagh contingent. What did you make of it all?
Well, first of all, I think I suppose context is important here. This was probably the best game of football we've had for a long, long time. It was an amazing comeback. There was an adrenaline rush. We put those aside. What we saw after that was simply disgraceful, unacceptable. Personally, I was appalled by it, because here we had 72,000 in Croke Park watching a great game of football by Galway and Armagh, and having one of the great comebacks. But even context cannot in any way excuse the behaviour of what we saw on the field. And
included in that context is that point, you know, in the last seconds, extraordinary moment, taking it into extra time. So look, everyone is high after that, right?
Correct. Exactly.
But just shouldn't happen.
No, it shouldn't happen
in other sports.
No, and it's happening too, you could say infrequently, but it's happening enough for it to be of concern. We have seen this before. I don't think ever as bad as what we saw in Croke Park yesterday. It's just unacceptable. And I'm sure that the GAA today are deeply concerned about it. And the process, I'm sure, has already started. And there is a process. And I would expect that there will be serious repercussions, I would imagine, for a lot of the people involved.
That process seems to be the problem. From what I'm reading this morning in the analysis in the papers, action is taken and then it's overruled.
Yeah, unfortunately, I suppose in some ways there have been, you know, how would I put it, small the process hasn't been followed adequately. We had an incident a couple of weeks ago where some Clare players were investigated, and because the information was sent by email, it was a technicality, then the process was considered null and void. I think all of this has to be eradicated, and there has to be a process followed where there are no small technicalities, because it does make a mockery and a joke out of it. When there is, at the incident that we saw yesterday, at that level, I don't think there can be any excuse for technicality. So because an email was sent out, this is an incident a couple of weeks ago, then it has to be held in person. Well, then let's have that meeting in person. But we are dealing with volunteers, remember, and they're from all different parts of the country. So it's not as easy as it sounds. So maybe a whole review of what the disciplinary process will be needed once again.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think the volunteer excuse can be used, though, when you have kids coming up the ranks, looking at that on a stage like Croke Park and thinking that's the way to do things. Pat McEnany, as I said, is with us, former All-Ireland referee. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good.
Good morning.
Pat.
What did you think?
Well, I just, you know, what Marty has just said really covers a lot of that. You know, there's a line in Gaelic football that you don't cross, and that line was crossed yesterday, unfortunately. And I suppose the annoying thing from the association that I'm a member of is that what a classic, like what a game of football we had, and it was all taken away from us by one silly moment. And I suppose that's my overriding emotion. It was absolutely breathtaking. I was absolutely exhausted after even watching the game yesterday.
We all were.
I think there's two disappointing things here. And haven't played the game and understand it and have a reasonable understanding of the game. Two things here, you know, attempted gouging is just a no-no here. Gouging, spitting, you know, the Gaelic footballer will tell you a box is a decent thing in a football match, you know, but even though that is unacceptable as well. But Gaelic footballers will tell you that. Gouging and spitting are two things that are just a line.
Is a box okay?
No, it's not okay. No, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm definitely saying it's not okay. It's totally it's unacceptable as well. But a Gaelic footballer, if you ask a fella that plays the game and knows the game, it's decent compared to those two items. So it's a line that was crossed very badly yesterday. And Kieran McGeaney and the Armagh County Board will be very disappointed that line was crossed yesterday. You know, and the other disappointing thing is that, you know, the subs, there was a lot of subs, there was a lot of people who, you know, weren't directly involved in that game yesterday that got involved in a situation that they shouldn't have got involved in. And that's the two big disappointments for me. Full credit to all the players, you know, who were involved in an emotional ride there yesterday. A lot of them players were seen pulling people away. You know, there's a lot of respect on both management sides, like, because they would have played football together. You know, you have Pádraig Joyce, you have Kieran McGeaney, you have John Dively, you have the star. You know, a lot of them boys played international rules. Yeah. So there was a lot of respect, and that respect was very evident trying to break up the row. It was very evident when the game was over. You know, everybody shook hands, but there was a line that was crossed yesterday at the end of normal time.
So
just it's unacceptable.
Just to go back on what you're saying there, are there too many people on the sideline? Is that the first thing that can be sorted out? Because that could be fixed pretty quickly.
Well, I think one of the first questions, and I'm not sure what numbers, but, you know, there's a 26 match day panel. There was a couple of things that needs to be solved from yesterday. Well, you know, was there only 26? There looked to have been more than 26 on each side, but I don't have that detail. There's always a protocol, you know, about at half time who leaves the field first. Galway were to leave the field first yesterday at half time, and Armagh were to leave the field at half time when the tunnel was cleared, and that happened at half time. Unfortunately, that wasn't followed through at full time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one incident. So really to cure that, like, we have four dressing rooms, we have two on each side in Croke Park, and the simple solution, and I presume, you know, as a learning from what happened yesterday, we need in you know, if you have a double header, it doesn't make any difference if you have a double header or a single header, we need the two teams now leaving the field on the opposite side to avoid incidents like that.
Liam O'Neill, the former GAA president, said that this morning on Morning Ireland, but he also said there's decreasing confidence in the GAA to deal with discipline and it has to tidy up its act. And if you just take a step back and you look at that and you say, well, why do players in a match like that think that it's okay to take lumps out of each other as they're going down into the dressing room? Why do they feel it's acceptable to hold somebody down at the on the ground and throw punches, Pat? I mean, there's something inherently wrong there if you're a player on that pitch and you think that's okay.
I suppose in one straight sentence on that, our disciplinary system is broken. There's no question about that. And that's not today or yesterday. And that's not this past 6 months or year. It's been broken quite a long time, and we need to fix it. Simple as. We've too many procedures, too many appeals, and too many members not buying into the concept. You know, we've too many appeals. Like, people appeal in situations where we have clear video evidence of someone striking somebody, but yet we go and appeal it. You know, we need a very simple, and there is a very simple solution here. We need match day on Sunday. We need video review. And if a player can be exonerated by video evidence, then he also can be found guilty by video evidence. And we have that video review on a Monday night. Whatever decision is taken in that video review, everyone stands up and accepts that. No further appeals. And I would make one exception, maybe the All Ireland final. That's the one game that you're allowed not to miss, and you serve your suspension maybe the following year. To me, it's a very simple process. But our current disciplinary system is broken.
Martin?
Yeah, I'm totally in agreement with Pat. I think in an effort to be democratic, we're over democratic in the GAA world, because you have the referee's report will go in today, for instance, or even last night. That'll go to the CCCC, the Central Competitions Committee. They will investigate. They will then see if the instance that they will review, they'll maybe ask the referee for further clarification. The county boards and the players will then be informed of proposed sanctions. They then will be heard at the Central Appeals Committee, and if the players or the counties want, they then have to go to the Central Hearings Committee. So it's quite a long process, and there are so many bumps on the road that, as Pat says, the disciplinary process right now appears to be broken. There seems to be no faith in it, and I think it does need to be, as Pat says, clarified, succinct, precise, and everybody needs to buy into it, because as a GAA man, what we saw yesterday at the end of full time, to me, is just totally unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And as you said, with young children watching, and I don't want to go on the pulpit saying that in that sense, but people watch, and we had
it's really important though.
It is really important
because it informs what you're watching, your heroes.
It is,
you know?
Absolutely, and we had various heroes on the field with their skills and the goals and everything else and the drama. But, you know, that line was seriously crossed, and it has been crossed on occasions in the past. But this time, I think because it's Croke Park, it's an All-Ireland quarterfinal, it was there for Ireland and the world to see. Action needs to be taken on this.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it will, Pat? I mean, I'm getting messages in from people who say this is an opportunity now to do something about this.
I would totally agree with that message. I'm hopeful. I'm always hopeful. I'm very proud of the association that I'm a member of, and as Marty is as well. And we don't like negativity, but we can't run away from it. You know, we've got to deal with it. And we've, you know... It's a big mountain. The GA is a big moving mountain. It's a slow moving mountain. I've been involved in it a long time when it comes to changing rules and improving things and getting things better and evolving and all that. It takes time. I am hopeful. I think this is an opportunity and we need to get it right. We need to be better at what we're doing. But I think, you know, I'd like to finish on a positive point. That was quite negative. What happened yesterday, that line was crossed, as I said, totally wrong. But what brilliant entertainment them two teams give us yesterday. There was three games in one. You know, we had the normal game, we had extra time, and then we had the penalty shootout. And from a neutral spectator, it was absolutely brilliant.
It certainly was. And Galway now have to... Pat, thanks very much. We'll let you go there. Galway have to go on and face Derry now. I'd say Derry were looking going delighted. They had to go through this.
And the other thing I think, just to add, is the fact that, you know, two players were sent off at the end of that full-time, Sean Kelly and Aidan Nugent. And there's some rule that Pat probably knows better than me that extra time allows for it to be 15 against 15. So that's something else that needs to be clarified and cleared up.
So it made no difference, is what you're saying?
Well, correct, ultimately. And obviously it doesn't concern Armagh now in the sense that they're out of the championship, but it does concern Galway, that they will want their captain to be exonerated, and they have to go through the process that I have now just said to you. So that will be a concern, and we'll focus their attention for the next week.
Okay, and also they've got to face Derry, as we said, and they were the victors.
They were just superb.
Sorry to remind you now.
Yes, Claire, I knew you would. But anyway, it has to be told. Clare did very well to get to the quarterfinals. They beat Roscommon and Meath, but this was a different level. And I think Derry, and I, you know, their performance in the Ulster final was very defensive orientated because I think they had to be. But I think today we have to give credit. This was the Derry team that I saw in the past, and their expansive football, and they have so many top class players. I think Derry will be a serious problem for Galway, and it could be a serious problem for Kerry or Dublin. They have footballers, top-ranking footballers, and their style, they're free-flowing. They're like, they did the opposite in the Ulster final. They went to Clare, and Clare had absolutely no response, and just really, very impressed.
I read somewhere this morning, and it was just at the end of a very long piece about the GAA action, and Dublin made winning boring again.
Well, yeah, it wasn't. Dublin wasn't exactly. Dublin Cork wasn't exactly exhilarating. But to be fair to Cork, I thought their first half performance was quite good. Now, Dublin were missing Conor Callan and James McCarthy, and that does change the whole tone of their game. But I think Dublin will be very happy with Desi. Desi Farrell will be happy to be in an All-Ireland semi-final without exposing his hand too much. And I expect Dublin to be far better in the semi-final against Kerry, which is a game that we will all look forward to.
We certainly will.
No matter what goes on, or whatever performances are in the league or anywhere else, when these two teams meet, two counties meet, it reaches a different level.
Yeah, Kerry then, I mean, from the get-go, you were looking at David Clifford going, he's not going to make 5 minutes here.
No.
And then he, you know, carried on.
He did, and he kind of seemed to trip over the ball. And then himself and Stephen O'Brien combined. And it was the way he hit the ball, Claire. I mean, he didn't drive it with the centre of the foot. He placed it beautifully in the back of the net. I mean, he's just a class act. And I think Kerry were like a car with dirty petrol in it. They kind of were stuttering a bit. Mm-hmm. And I think that came about because of the fact that they had only played Cork and Limerick and weren't really tested in Munster. And the gap...
You said that, I think, on Friday, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
And someone else I heard said yesterday was the day to beat them.
Yes, it was. Absolutely. And because they had a month. And we talk about the condensed schedule. And yet Kerry, as Munster champions, are sitting there for 4 weeks without a game. So this whole scheduling of matches will also have to be looked at, because for me anyway, I don't think it's working. I think Kerry will probably rightly voice their opinions later on in the championship. They'll concentrate on trying to get to the All-Ireland final now. But I know what the GA are trying to do in condensing the championship. But like yesterday, for instance, why do we have to have penalties? I know it is now part of the rules. But to me, penalties are not part of Gaelic games.
Yes.
And after extra time, in a quarterfinal, why not have a replay? Mm-hmm. Surely, be to God, we can afford the time that these two great counties can go at it again. Yes, there's an All-Ireland hurling semi-final between Clare and Kilkenny and Croke Park, which would probably be sold out. But have it somewhere else at 2 or 3 o'clock next Saturday, and let these players have a fair crack in it. To me, penalties are just very unfair. It didn't matter whether it was Armagh or Galway, you'd have to feel for the two counties to lose in the quarterfinal of the championship on penalty.
Well, it's always tough when you see penalties being the decider after a game like that. Extraordinary. What happened to Mayo then?
I think Mayo, I don't know what's going to happen down the road there. I just felt they just ran out of steam, Claire. They ran out of ideas. I thought yesterday was a very good performance for 45 minutes, and then Kerry eventually wore them down. Mayo had momentum at one stage, Claire, and they were on top and they were playing. I love the fact that they changed their style. They were using Jack Carney as a target man, using a long ball, because normally Mayo were playing from Hogan stand to Cusick stand, where they really should, in my opinion, be going from Hill 16 down to Nally and or down to Canal and back and forth. And they used a long ball and it seemed to work. But when they had the momentum, they didn't take their chances. There was wide after wide after wide. And when you're playing Kerry, when you're playing at the quarterfinal stage, you've got to take your chances. And Mayo didn't take their chances. And they began to lose the oxygen. They began to lose that superiority that they had at the time. And Kerry took control.
OK, so now we're left with Galway-Derry, which we mentioned on the Saturday the 9th. Galway will have a lot of pain to get rid of, you know, physical and emotional after that match.
And we saw with the Clare Hurlers, Clare, after that epic Munster hurling final, when they then took on Wexford, it took them 55 minutes or more to get going again, to reach that level. Mm-hmm. And Galway, after yesterday, I mean, my word. I mean, I was exhausted watching it. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was, from that point of view.
And Pat said the same. And then we have Dublin-Kerry. That's the next day on the 10th.
Yes.
So now that'll be very interesting, given what we've just said about Kerry.
Mm.
But Dublin may have Conn back.
They may, and they may have James McCarthy back. And if Dublin are at full strength, and if they play to the level that they're capable of playing, they're going to test out Kerry. Like they've, but as you mentioned on Friday about the Dublin full back line, they have to mark David Clifford.
Yes.
Now, I know no one man is an island or anything like that.
And how well is he? How is that injury?
Yeah, well, they seem to have a muscle injury. That's why he didn't play against Limerick in the Munster final. But yesterday he seemed to pick up another injury. But yet, look at what he did with one leg.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a couple of weeks and he seemed to be fine. I saw him. I wasn't talking to him, but I saw him coming out of Croke Park. He seemed to be happy enough. So
you always suspect that Dublin has another gear, don't you?
You do. Yeah, you do. And they, like you, when you look at the team and you look at Kieran Kilkenny, you look at Brian Fenton, they have 6, 7, 8 All-Ireland medals. They know what it takes to win. And when they do play that expansive brand of football, it's very hard to stop them.
Marty, great to have you back again.
I love being
here on
your
programme.
Thank you, Claire.
Marty Morrissey. Now, coming up after the break, why has there been an increase in legal handgun ownership in Ireland?
Email todaycb@rte.ie.